Now the story of one ancient vase, its theft, and its return to the country where it was dug up, Italy. The so-called hot pot was painted by Euphronius. He was one of the most important vase artists in ancient Greece. The vase is one of many valuable objects that the Italians have demanded be returned in recent years, charging that they were illegally looted. NPR's Sylvia Pagioli has the story of the vase's travels across decades and continents.
The Euphronius vase has been given a place of honor in Rome's Villa Giulia Museum. It stands in a glass case lit with special cooling lights. Maurizio Pellegrini, an expert who has helped prosecutors track down numerous stolen works of antiquity, describes the painted scene.
This is a scene described by Homer. It's the battlefield of the Trojan War, the death of the warrior Sarpedon, son of the god Zeus and a mortal woman. With blood oozing from its wounds, the body is carried off by the angels of death and sleep. I told my bosses I will not stop until we get the Euphronius back.
Francesco Bartocci, a 70-year-old farmer, remembers the cold night in 1971 when he and his fellow tomb robbers discovered a vase that had been buried for 2,500 years.
I will never forget it. A warrior thrusting a sword into another warrior, and you could see the drops of blood spurting out. You could see every single vein in his arm. It's printed on my brain. Too beautiful, too perfect, a great work.
Bartocci is the last living member of the tomb raiders who nabbed the Euphronius. They lived in Cerveteri, once a great Etruscan city, an hour's drive north of Rome. It took almost all winter for them to excavate the tomb.
Getting to the tombs requires a walk through wild mint, wild fennel, thorns, and some fig trees.
The tomb compound where the Euphronius vase was found is on the edge of town. The expert who helped nail down the exact spot where the pot was found is Vernon Silver, an American journalist with a degree in archaeology from Oxford. His new book, The Lost Chalice, traces the story of the looted vase's travels from this Cerveteri tomb to Switzerland, to New York, and back to Italy, through the labyrinthine world of smugglers and shady dealers in an illicit trade that fed a network of American collectors and institutions. He says many of the Cerveteri townsfolk used to be tomb robbers by night.
They started coming out and poking the ground with their long, there's this spilo that they had, this long pole that could probe into the ground until they found something. And it was, you know, go squish, squish through the mud until you hit on top of something.
Silver says the ancient Etruscans bought and collected imported Greek vases, and Euphronius was among the artists in Athens who made many of those objects specifically for export. Silver says when the tomb robbers carted off the Euphronius masterpiece, they destroyed many clues that would help archaeologists understand the history and culture of the people buried here.
It's like, you know, a page being ripped out of a book of Etruscan history and Greek history and world history when you have the opportunity to see what was buried with what and who those people were and who they were friends with and who they traded with, and you don't have that anymore. It's a finite resource. There aren't an infinite number of these tombs sitting around.
When news came that the Metropolitan Museum had spent a record $1 million for a pot of mysterious provenance, rumors started circulating that it had been looted from Cerveteri. And Italian authorities began cracking down against tomb robbers and illicit digs. Through a combination of luck and tedious investigations, Italy has succeeded in bringing to trial key art dealers and even the former director of the Getty Museum in Los Angeles. Over the last few years, American museums have started handing back many artworks proven to have been looted. Silver says the pot's return to Italy has had a major impact on the illicit antiquities market.
There are no museums that are going to buy this kind of stuff now.
Italian authorities confirm that there has been a sharp decline in the underground art trade, but they stress that the theft has been massive. Over the last few decades, the Art Theft Police Squad has recovered some 800,000 artworks from antiquity. But authorities estimate that's only about 40% of the total looted by the raiders of lost art. Sylvia Poggioli, NPR News, Rome.